In Their Mother's Footsteps, written by Mary Wood, read by Annie Aldington. Edith. London, June 1939. The past gives no peace. As Edith followed the dour-faced sergeant, a chill caused her to shiver. Even though it was summertime, a bitter cold permeated the draughty corridor of Bow Street Police Station. The peeling paint of the exposed brick walls gave an appearance of dilapidation and added to the feeling of dread that assailed her every time she walked through the huge double doors of the station. Although she worked part-time as a surgeon at Charing Cross Hospital, Edith also provided a free surgery for the poor of the East End of London. It was in this capacity that she was often called upon by the police to medically assess someone who was being kept in custody.
"She's in cell number one. We can't make head nor tail of what she's saying, and nor will you if you don't speak French."
Edith's stomach turned a somersault at the mention of speaking French. Her legs wobbled beneath her. Swallowing hard, she quashed the emotions that had knocked her off balance for a moment and made herself concentrate on the task ahead.
"We managed to get her name, and that's all. She's called Leah Bachelet. Otherwise, she just keeps saying, 'Francais, Francais.' I'd say she was trying to pull one over on us. Probably thinks she can get away with whatever she's been up to if she pretends not to understand."
"And what has she been up to?"
"By the way she's dressed, she's a prostitute, if ever I saw one. One of my bobbies found her scrounging in the waste food container behind a caff."
Edith couldn't detect any compassion in his voice, but she thought the poor girl must have been starving even to consider delving into a rubbish bin for something to eat. When they reached the cell, the clinking of the sergeant's keys dismayed her. "You locked her in. Was that really necessary? She must be scared out of her wits." He didn't answer her. As the heavy door swung open, the stuffy atmosphere of the windowless cell and the stench of stale body odour and urine assaulted Edith. These smells always aroused pity in her for the inmate, no matter what he or she was accused of doing. But as she saw the tiny, almost childlike figure of Leah, she was overwhelmed with a feeling of compassion. Leah stared back at Edith from huge, terror-filled brown eyes that were sunk into darkened sockets. Edith was reminded of a frightened deer standing, unable to move, as the hunters on her family estate in Leicestershire levelled their guns at it. The girl didn't move. She lay in a hunched-up position on a thin mattress that barely covered the brick-built bed. Edith had seen so many girls like her over the years, and all of them had affected her. But there was something heartrending about this girl.